It's Thayer Thursday. Tom Thayer. 1985 Super Bowl champion and football analyst for the Chicago Bears.
Compete to win the division, get into the playoffs.
Former offensive lineman.
Do they need to get better? Do they need to give up less sacks? Yes, of course.
Tom Thayer. It's Thayer Thursday on Cap'n J-Hood, ESPN Chicago.
What's up and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you here on this Deal Breakers Thursday. Glad that you're with us. If it's Thursday, it's a Tom Thayer Thursday, and he's with us here, the color analyst for the Chicago Bears. The great Tom Thayer joins us right here.
On a Car-X tire.
That's a fire.
Auto hotline.
Turn your mic. Thunder clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry, call the Car-X man.
I keep forgetting. TV, they always had my mic on for me. Here, I screw it up. Tommy, good morning, man. Look, we've covered a lot of days.
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
Yesterday.
No, I just saying hi to you guys, Jay Hood and Cap. How you doing?
We're great.
So, good Hoodie day. And I in our career, you playing over there and being the voice of the team with Jeff, there's been the Tank Johnson and the Alonzo Spellman, the Dave McGinnis press conference, and the Sam Hurd arrest. Like, there's been some wild stuff. Yesterday en masse was the most bizarre day I've covered in a long, long time. What was your takeaway from everything yesterday?
Well, I agree with Justin. And, you know, that's a statement that's, you know, everybody's talking about the egregiousness of it, but I agree with them. And I think the coaches are the solution for Justin's struggles so far this season. You know, they have a team that's on pace for 85 sacks this year. They're trying to make Justin into a pocket quarterback when they can't protect him. You have a guy that's blessed with athleticism that may be one of the top two in the league when you consider Lamar Jackson. So now you're going to have an offensive line that can't protect, and now you're going to put him as a pocket passer. And I think that's doing justice and insert, it's not the right spot for him. I think when you look at the receivers that the Bears have in all of them, you know, DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney, Tyler Scott, Equinia St. Brown, Cole Kmet, everything. And I think what Justin said was taken, you know, it's immediacy because everybody's trying to create a story because of what he said. But at the end of the day, I agree with him.
So, Tom, let's go back to last week against Tampa. You know, when Justin Fields said yesterday he wants to play more freely and be more like himself, are there specific plays that you could point out? You say, boy, that's more like Justin when he's right.
Well, there's a solution to it. You know, Jay Hood and Cap, the field is 53 yards wide. And the first thing I would do is I would cut the field in half. I would have multiple receivers to one side of the field, and I'm never going to set him up in the same place twice. I am going to have rolls, which is when the quarterback goes to one side or the other, and he kind of flows all the way to the sideline. They have a waggle protection where he drops back, and then he meanders behind the right tackle or the left tackle, depending upon the direction. They have protected bootlegs. They have naked bootlegs. Now, what I'm going to do for Justin is I'm going to have a multiple receiver side, and whatever side he works to, it's going to be 1-2 run. And I'm going to give him two receivers at two different depths, and I don't care what the coverage is, if it's man or zone. He's going to have an immediate, a visual realization exactly where the ball should go to. And if both of those guys are blanket covered where there is no throw, then I'm going to have them run. And I think if you look at what you need to do, first of all, to help the offensive line, is give them an aggressive opportunity to pass block. Right now, when you go through and you have a pocket protection and you allow this offensive line to set back a yard or two, it gives the defensive line a running start, and now they're getting pushed back and they're closing, they're condensing that pocket around Justin Fields, and then it takes him out of his comfort zone immediately. Now he's looking for the escape rather than looking for the receiver downfield. So if you want to give your offensive line the best protection to succeed aggressively, then you better put in that play action, those rolls, those waggles, those bootlegs, those naked bootlegs, and try to give Justin the best opportunity to see his targets immediately. And if they're not there, get what you can out of it with your legs. Get down or get out of bounds safely, and let's go back to the line of scrimmage.
Double T, is that sustainable beyond this year, long term? Or do you, as Tommy Waddle was talking about yesterday, have to know, can this guy, and Eberflus, Hoodie played the audio, Eberflus said, you've got to be able to play from the pocket in this league. Do you have to know by the end of this year, can that guy play in the pocket or not? Because I can't give him $250 million if he can't.
You know, eventually, if he is going to be here for that period of time, he has to develop a pocket presence. But you're never going to ignore his athleticism. So if I have 30 passes a game and I give him the 15 pocket passes, but then I give him 15 movement type of throws, I'm okay with that, because then you're keeping the defensive coordinator off balance and he's not firing after a sitting target. And the thing about it is, if Justin Fields makes a head fake and makes one guy miss in space, it's a 15, 50, 60-yard gain. So, you know, that's all in the process of quarterback development. And it takes a long time for a quarterback to develop. You know, when you look at Cap in our era and Jay Hood, when you look at anywhere from the Marino, the Elway, that era of quarterbacks, going to Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, these guys spent 4 years in a college program. And they probably, throughout their college development, had probably 2,000 to 5,000 more reps than these guys do that come out 2 years off of a college program and play 13 games Trubisky-ish, or even Justin in his limited college time. So you have these guys that have so many more reps, they become more familiar with coverages, with movement of coverages, with routes, and they're more in a comfort zone when they come to the NFL level. For a guy like Justin, because he didn't play a lot of college football, you need that time to develop, because all of a sudden, even though the talent that you played with on your team at Ohio State is better than the teams you played against, in the NFL, everything's pretty even. You know, you play great defensive backs that are tremendous athletes, linebackers, defensive linemen, just like the receivers he plays with. So, yeah, eventually you have to develop that pocket presence. But until then, I'm not going to allow him to be a sitting duck and take 85 sacks in the course of a year. So what can you do immediately? First of all, to help your offensive line. Second of all, to use the receivers you brought in here and allow Justin to play that outside two-man game.
It is the great Tom Thayer with us here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app here on the home of the Bears. Full coverage on Sunday as the Bears get ready to take on Kansas City right here on ESPN 1000. Tom, what troubles you most about the offensive line through the first two games? Now that Braxton Jones is out as well.
You know, they haven't really established a running game either against Green Bay and Tampa, and it's going to be equally as difficult in Kansas City. And a lot of it in Tampa and Kansas City is the crowd noise makes the offensive line dysfunctional because you don't have a volume count. So, you know, Justin last year really helped them establish a running game with the running backs, including Justin. Justin hasn't had that running presence yet this year, so the defense gets to play more, you know, kind of a stationary pressure. And then, like when they do have the third and extremely long, the offensive line is getting pushed back and Justin doesn't have that pocket. One thing I will say about Justin is if it's third and 13, third and 11, third and 10, Justin does not have to throw a 14-yard. He doesn't have to throw a pass 1 yard beyond the first down marker. All he needs to do is hit an athlete in motion and then count on them to pick up the remaining yards needed. There was a few plays in the Tampa game that Justin didn't take what was offered to him. And if he would just take what was offered to him, I think DJ Moore is a tough tackle. I think hitting Robert Tonyan in stride, hitting Cole Kmet earlier in his pattern, take advantage of the size of Chase Claypool or the elusiveness of Darnell Mooney. Allow these guys to be the athletes with the ball in their hand and don't put everything on you. Okay, I got to have my offensive line hold protection till a route gets down beyond the 13-yard marker and then throw the ball. That's unrealistic football. reality football is using the athleticism that these other receivers are gifted with.
So Justin comes off the field yesterday, and they said, are you aware of the firestorm your comments caused earlier? No. What are you talking about? Well, they said you're blaming coaching. That's not true. Play the whole soundbite. I saw Mitchell Schwartz, a former offensive lineman, go, now you want to know why we give bland answers? Because you people cut the soundbite off in the middle, and you twist what we say. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. And that's why I agree with what Justin said. I do need help from coaching. And coaching goes from protection to the types of routes you're going to run, to use my athleticism to get in open areas to make a more immediate decision. And you saw, everybody saw, you know, the football guys on Monday, they want to take a play that a quarterback holds the ball for 4+ or 5 seconds and gets sacked. And then they want to criticize the quarterback. I just think that sometimes when you repeatedly try to run pocket protection against Todd Bowles in Tampa on a 95-degree day, you're doing Justin a disservice. Just think if you ran Justin on these outside opportunities for him to either get rid of the ball immediately or run it itself. Now you're fatiguing the exterior of the defense. Now you're creating better opportunities for receivers to win routes downfield or at the line of scrimmage. So I think it's everybody has a hand in this, but I think the coaches shouldn't look at this as criticism. They should look at it as Justin is asking for help and being a part of different quarterbacks and different offenses and different protections. It's out there. And I don't think it's something that you're making wholesale changes within your offense, because all this stuff has been installed in training camp. Go back a little bit, reduce the amount of in-pocket passes you have, and open up the book to moving pockets of the variations that I talked about. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a much more confident Justin. You're going to see him more decisively make faster throws. And then if those throws aren't there, take what they're offering you. Get out of bounds, nice slide where you're not taking a hit, and now you're second and six, or you know, on that, you know, whatever the down and distance is.
Tommy, as always, we appreciate your time. Hopefully you can give me season tickets for Joliet Catholic. I know you got to get season tickets and a special seat to get in there, so any way you can get me two. I know it's a special program.
They got beat by St. Rita a couple weeks ago. St. Rita came in with a really good team, and I think they play like St. Lawrence and Marist the next couple weeks and won't be easy. So, yeah, Jay Hood, just use my name at the door.
Excuse me, Alec, do you get two? Sorry, we're sold out. Tom Thayer sent me. Oh! Come right in.
Be in our suite, please. Thank you very much. Tommy, thank you, man.
Travel safe. We'll see you in Kansas City.
All right, boys.